We're going to call the January Planning Council meeting to order. Mayor Lita, will you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands by the nation of God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Burton, please call the roll.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Broward County Planning Council roll call. Mr. Brian Blackwelder. Mr. Robert Breslow.
Here.
Mayor Felicia Brunson.
Here.
Commissioner Angelo Castillo.
Here.
Ms. Denise B. Fernandez. Mayor Michelle J. Gomez.
Good morning.
Mayor Rex Harden. Councilmember Denise Appleby Horland.
Here.
Mayor Josh Levy.
Here.
Commissioner Bernie Parnas.
Here.
Vice Mayor Nan H. Rich.
Here.
Mr. David Rosenoff.
Here.
Mayor Michael J. Ryan. School Board Member Dr. Alan Zeman. Mr. Thomas H. DiGiorgio Jr.
I am here, and let the record reflect that the mayor has walked in. Mayor, good to see you. Mayor Harden has walked in. Thank you for the clarification. Okay. I'd like to mention that we do have a reappointment. Vice Mayor Nan Rich, Senator Rich, welcome, and it's great to see your face online today.
Thank you. I'm sorry I can't be there in person today, but I'm here.
You're going to miss the picture. Next item is election of officers. Do we have nominations?
So, Chair, I think the slate of officers that are currently holding their positions with Chair, Vice Chair, and Secretary are certainly doing a yeoman's job, and I would submit and move to reappoint the same folks to those positions.
Thank you. We have a motion from Mayor Levy and a second from Mayor Harden to keep the same slate. Any further nominations?
I'll second.
The second was Mayor Harden.
Third.
Nominations are closed. We'll call the roll for the slate of officers. All in favor of keeping the same slate, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion passed unanimously. On behalf of Angelo and Michelle, we want to say thank you very much for your confidence in us, and we'll try to do our best again this year. Thank you. And we'll take a picture afterwards. Is that the plan? What's the plan for the picture?
If we could just do the committee appointments, and then we can do the photo.
That's what I just want to know. Okay.
Okay.
So what, after the meeting or before, when do you want to do the picture?
Oh, just right after these next two items, the nominations to the Executive Committee and the Land Use Traffic Waste Committee.
Thank you. Ms. Blake-Voy, tell us who's on the committees.
Sure. I'm actually prepared for that. So we have the three officers, and for the Executive Committee, we have Mayor Brunson, Ms. Fernandez, Councilmember Horland, and Mayor Levy. And then for the Land Use Traffic Ways, it's the same membership I just said, minus member Ms. Fernandez.
Excellent. Do I have any nominations for the Executive Committee or the Land Use Traffic Ways Committee? Mayor Levy.
So again, happy to reappoint and recommend a reappointment of the same folks. Are there any vacancies on those committees right now?
There are no vacancies per se. You meet the rules the way the membership is today.
All right, so that's my motion. Just keep the same.
We have a motion. We have a motion. We have a second motion by Mayor Levy, seconded by Mayor Harden, to keep the same slate for Land Use, the Traffic Waste Committee, and Executive Committee. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you all.
Thank you, Mayor.
Appreciate you all serving on that. That's great.
If we could step down for the photo, and Max will take your photo, and then we'll proceed with the remainder of the agenda. Thank you.
Maybe we can Photoshop Vice Mayor Rich.
Yes, sorry to miss the picture.
No Photoshop.
All right, thank you all. Ms. Blake Boy, anything to add to the consent agenda?
Yes, one excused absence request, please. As you have in your backup, Ms. Fernandez, due to a family illness, and then school board member Zeman called me, and not to go into too much detail, but he had to suddenly leave town yesterday because his daughter had an accident in Texas. So he called me about 3:34 yesterday, or 3 o'clock, and expressed wanted me to let you know. And I know that everyone wants to keep him and his family and their thoughts and prayers, because I'm not sure what's happening. So those are the two requests that I have for excused absences.
Thank you. We'll definitely keep Dr. Zeman's family in our thoughts and prayers. That's a sad state of affairs. Thank you. Any other discussion on the consent agenda? Any item want to be pulled? Okay. Mayor Gomez.
No, it was just, never mind.
Did we want to include Mr. Blackwelder, Mr. Ryan, excused absences, or? I know. Okay. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion from Mayor Levy, second from Mayor Gomez, to approve the consent agenda as amended. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed unanimously. Thank you. Ms. Blake Boy.
Thank you. Congratulations to the officers before I start.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item R1, the initiation to Section 2 of the Broward Next Plan related to implementation requirements and procedures. Just to let you know, we discussed this item at the combined committee meetings just before this. And this is a request on behalf of Andy and I to take an opportunity to review this section of the county land use plan. It's rules that we use often, but you don't really see them. It's how cities meet their open space acreage requirements. It's how interpretations are made. If an applicant doesn't agree with staff's interpretation, how it proceeds to the planning council, and then ultimately could proceed to the county commission. And so Andy and I were reviewing the section and decided it was a good time to review the section as a whole. There was a couple of things that came up. One was talking to some city staffs about open space requirements and on the eastern side of town, and how they've begun struggling to meet the open space requirement as their population continues to grow. The possibility of using rooftop gardens, open spaces, counting towards their meeting their requirement. And I think the foundation of that discussion really is going to lie in maintaining the rules as they are, but what can we do to improve them and to help opportunities, cities identify opportunities. So it wasn't just that narrow piece. It's how do we take a holistic look at this. And at the committee meeting, I'm just going to go out there. Chair DiGiorgio and Council Member Horland, you know, brought up the idea of making sure we're talking about maintaining, you know, the requirements, 3 acres per thousand. But how do we provide more opportunities? Making sure that we're still providing drainage and I'm sorry, I just lost it, the drainage, I'm sorry, the aquifer, recharging the aquifer, making sure we're still maintaining those opportunities, but taking a holistic look at this entire section, because there are other pieces in there, and Andy and I were reviewing a piece of it because we thought there was going to be kind of a, not a challenge, but someone didn't agree with interpretation, and if it came to the planning council, how it was going to go. So we would take a look at the entire section and then bring forward recommendations to amend those pieces. And the, as I said, the committee did recommend initiating the item.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Rich.
Yeah, I have a question on this. It's made kind of strange, but as I was reading it, who is actually responsible for determining whether or not there's sufficient acreage? I mean, some cities are, you know, really very built out. No, others not so much. I mean, who was responsible for determining that whether or not they're meeting the requirement?
Sure, Ms. Blake Boyd.
Hi, good morning. Thank you, Vice Mayor Rich. So what I have to offer is, as Planning Council staff reviews, there's a couple of times that throughout all the different processes that we hit on this with the local governments. That happens at recertification. When they're initially certifying their city plan, they show us their projected population, short-term or now and long-term, and how many acres they have to meet. We make sure that those acres meet the requirements that are listed in this section too, you know, which is related to community parks and regional parks, mm-hmm. making sure that it meets that criteria. Then as cities come in for land use plan amendments, we do a review at that time too. If they're adding population, ensuring that they're still meeting the 3 acres per thousand. And then when those amendments or local amendments are recertified, we check that list again. So we're constantly working with the local governments to identify and ensure that they are meeting. And if they're not, we have had amendments where local government was asking to add population and there was a shortage. And basically the local government came back with a plan on how they were going to use open space as part of developments, public plazas, those kind of pieces. So they came back with a plan for to be implemented as part of the land use plan amendment. So, you know, we have had this come up from time to time. Also, it is a state requirement. So when local governments are going through the state, they're required to demonstrate that they're meeting the 3 acres per thousand. And then there's many cities that have a requirement beyond that. Pembroke Pines maybe has 7 acres or 10 acres per thousand residents. So we do see a variety. 3 acres per thousand permanent residents is the minimum, and we are constantly checking and rechecking to ensure that that's being met.
Thank you, Ms. Blakemore.
Yeah.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion?
She's going to move the item. Certainly the review and recommendations I'd be excited to hear, and so I support the item. And
motion by Mayor Levy. Second?
Second.
We have a second from Mayor Brunson. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Item R2.
Just congratulations to the new office. I look forward to the coming year working with all of you.
Thank you. Short and sweet. R3.
I'm never that short and sweet. I'm just kidding. I actually, today, I really, I already congratulate the officers, but I want to talk about the February meeting date for just a moment. We had a couple of recertifications. We had some land use plan amendments that shifted to March. I think that the Planning Council is in a position to cancel the February 23rd meeting and hold its next meeting March 23rd. So if there's, if you want to move that without objection.
Yeah. Hello. Objection. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you. There's no correspondence. So the agenda items today are items PH1 through PH5. PH1 and 2 are quasi-judicial recertifications, and Hallandale Beach and Pompano Beach have waived the quasi-judicial hearings for those. There are no speakers aside from agents or applicants for any of the items PH1 through PH5. I would let you know that item PH4 was discussed by the combined committees prior to this meeting and recommended adoption of the rules of procedure update. And that's the update to allow for the quorum to be met by in-person or communications media technology. And it combines either one of the officers or three other members, and then other people can be online, usually telephonically, to meet that requirement. So they did recommend adoption of that update, and it is consistent with the county code of ordinances. That's who it came through. That's when you initiated at your December meeting. Item PH5, the planning council staff updated its recommendation based on the county commission action to transmit it to the state. And so the updated recommendation that you see before you in attachment 11 updates the proposed amendment to reflect that if a rezoning is not required, then the local planning agency can be the one to hold the publicly noticed meeting and those rare occasions that a rezoning is not required. If you don't recall, I'll just refresh your memory for a second. When the item went before the county commission in the fall, the county commission wanted to add in the publicly noticed meeting before the local governing body. And planning council staff sent that language back out to the local governments and felt like this revised recommendation strikes the balance between when a rezoning is required and when it's not required, and continues to support expediting affordable housing opportunities when we can. So those are the committee's recommended approval of attachment 11.
Excellent. Do any members want further discussion on any item PH1 through PH5? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion from Mayor Harden and a second from Commissioner Parnas. All those in favor, please signify. And this for PH1 through PH5. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much. Sorry. Commissioner Castillo, do you have Commissioner Parnas?
Yes, I'd like to make a proposal to the commission. Before I do that, I have to enforce this proposal.
Can you please talk into the microphone?
Yes, I will.
Right on.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to ask this commission to vote on restoring the tables and coffee before the meeting, and I hereby donate $20 to get it started.
I second that motion. I think that's a wonderful idea. We do have some coffee, but I think some food would be great, and that'll be supported by the council members. I don't think we need any more discussion on it. If we can do that, that'd be wonderful. And we will support it, and I will contribute to that before we leave today also.
Certainly. Thank you for the contribution.
Bring it back by the May meeting.
Okay, we'll bring it back for March. Thank you.
Other discussion? Ms. Blake Boy?
Anything else? Thank you.
Member discussion? Excellent. I think that's a motion to adjourn.
Second.
March 23rd.
March 23rd is the next meeting. Thank you all.